I'm driving a Chevrolet, and he's got a Cadillac. This guy over here, he's in a Brooks Brothers suit, and I bought mine at Kmart. So on, so on. And we set another goal. And we work, and we work, and we strive, and we strive, and we reach the new goal, and it feels good. Doesn't last long. We set another goal. And it creates an insatiable desire within we human beings for more and more and more and more of these things. We're not getting them fast enough. They're not giving them to us the way we think they ought to, so what do? We take shortcuts. We lie. We cheat. We con. We manipulate. And the instant we do that, we hurt other people. They, in turn, retaliate against us and create pain and suffering for us. Plain little life run on self-will can hardly ever be a success. The third basic instinct he talked about is a sex instinct.
You gotta get a drink of water on
it. Gotta have a drink of water before I start on sex. He said all human beings are born with a desire to have sex. Said it may get turned off by bad teachings or bad happenings. But he said all human beings are born with a desire to have sex because if we don't have sex, we cannot reproduce ourselves. And if we don't reproduce ourselves, then sooner or later the human race is going to fail to survive. Now, just like the other two, the fulfillment of the social instinct, the fulfillment of the security instinct, and the fulfillment of the sex instinct, you're going to have to work at it. Hell, you can do more work in 3 minutes of sex. If you can last that long, then you do all day digging a ditch. Don't you older guys remember how it used to be when we got through with it? My God, you just fall over sideways. The sweat's just pouring off of you. You feel like you've died, gone to heaven, come back two or three times. And I don't think we would do that kind of work if we didn't get a reward for doing so.
Gets excited, doesn't he?
And the great reward comes at the moment of successful completion of the sex act. One of the greatest feelings a human being can experience, not only physically, but also emotionally. The only thing wrong with it, though, you no sooner get through with sex and experience those emotions, and it's just a temporary feeling. It doesn't last very long. And you look around, and next thing you know, you get to thinking about doing it again. And then the next thing you know, you get to thinking about doing it in different ways. And then you get to think about doing it in different positions. And after a while, you get to thinking about doing it with different people. And the next thing you know, we're doing it at the wrong time, the wrong way, with the wrong people. And the instant we do so, we create pain and suffering for others. They, in turn, retaliate against us and create pain and suffering for us. You know, if every human being on earth today could fulfill these three basic instincts at the level that God intended for us to, there would be no conflict on earth today. But all human beings, sooner or later, will overdo in one or more of these areas because they are so pleasurable, we simply cannot keep from doing those things that ends up creating pain and suffering for others. Any life run on self-will can hardly ever be a success. Now, the little picture we got up there, you see the three basic instincts of life, and then coming out of that is a little circle called self. That's what makes up self-will. That's what causes us to do the things that end up hurting other people. The very things that God gave us that's necessary for our survival are also the very things that will destroy us left on self-will. Coming out of self-will, you see another circle called wrongs. It's another word you got to look at. You know, somewhere we got the idea in AA that the word wrongs means a list of dirty, filthy, nasty items. But you go to the dictionary and look it up, and you'll find several definitions. One definition of the word wrong is incorrect judgment of other people. A little later on, we're going to find out that's just exactly what a resentment is. Another definition of the word wrong is incorrect believing. A little later on, we're going to find out that's what most of our fears are. Another definition of the word wrong are the harms and the hurts that we do to our fellow human beings. It's very easy to spot a selfish, self-centered human being. They will always display three common manifestations of self that are always madder than hell. Damn him and damn her and by God I'll show them they're not going to treat me that way and blah, 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 blah. Selfish, self-centered human beings are always scared to death. Can't depend on God. Can't depend on other human beings. If we're an alcoholic reaching the end of our alcoholism, we can't depend on ourselves any longer, and we're running around absolutely scared to death all the time. Selfish, self-centered human being is always doing things that ends up hurting other people. And we hurt those other people, and we got to suffer the retaliation from that. Plus, we got a conscience, and the guilt and the remorse associated with those things just literally eat us up. There's no way that a selfish, self-centered human being can be happy. because our mind is always filled with resentments and fear and guilt and remorse. And under those conditions, eventually, we want to feel better. We start thinking about taking a drink, and the next thing you know, we go right back to drinking again. This is the greatest information I've ever seen in my life that explains to me what causes me to do the things that I do, and explains to me why, left on self-will, I don't stand a chance for peace of mind and happiness necessary for good, continual sobriety. I've got to make this decision to let God direct my thinking. And if God directs it, then I'll fulfill these basic instincts at the level that God intends for it to be, and then I'm not in conflict with people, places, and things, or even my own conscience, Joe.
Go to page 62.
We're going to take a break here in just a minute.
It won't be long. It says, page 62, it says, selfishness and self-centeredness, that we think is the root of our troubles. We're driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. We step on the toes of our fellows and they retaliate. Sometimes they hurt us seemingly without provocation. But we invariably find that sometime in the past, we've made decisions based on self, which later put us in a position to be hurt. Alcoholism, I, self, and me. We made decisions based on the satisfaction of these basic instincts, which later put us in a position to be hurt. So our troubles, we think, are basically of our own making. They arise out of ourselves. And the alcoholic is an extreme example of self-will run riot, though he usually doesn't think so. Above everything, we alcoholics must be rid of this selfishness. We must, or it kills us, and God makes that possible. And there often seems no way of entirely getting rid of self without his aid. Many of us have had moral and philosophical convictions galore, but we could not live up to them even though we would have liked to. Neither could we reduce our self-centeredness much by wishing or trying on our own power. We had to have God's help. Can't heal a sick mind with a sick mind. See, he told us how it works, and this is why it won't work, and now he's going to tell us how it really works. He said, this is the how and why of it. First of all, we had to quit playing God. It didn't work.
You know, if this is a God-directed world, and everything I read leads me to believe that's true, then those of us who have been self-directed, and those of us who have been trying to direct everything and everybody around us, we've been trying to do God's job for him. We're not God. We've just been playing at being God. We're going to have to quit doing that if we want any peace of mind and happiness.
He said, next, tells us what to do next. Next, we decide that hereafter in this realm of life, God was going to be our director.
And not our suggester, our director. He's got his word back now, and it'll be director of directions the rest of the way through the book.
So he is a principal, we're his agents. He's the father, we're his children. Most good ideas are simple. And this concept was the keystone of the new and triumphant arch through which we passed to freedom. You know, I almost missed that simple little idea. The way I used to pray was like this. God give me this, and God get me a new car, and God get my wife back. God help me make more money. God do this, God do that. I use God like you would an errand boy. Send him out and take care of stuff, you know. And sometimes I would say, if I forgot to ask you for something, well, give that to me also. Well, you see how that don't work. And after I've been sober for a while, I got to reading that other big, big book, and there's a story up there in front of it. It said he worked for 6 days, and then he rested. Now, to my knowledge, he'd never go back to work anymore. It looks to me like there's going to be any work being done around here. It's going to be me. Because he is the principal. We're the agent. He's the father. We're the children. He's the boss. I work for him. Most good ideas are simple. And I almost missed that simple little idea.
And this concept of letting God be the director is the keystone of the new and triumphant arch through which we're going to pass to freedom. We're building a wonderfully effective spiritual structure. Step one, willingness, was the foundation. Step two, believing, was the cornerstone. And now he tells us it's going to be an arch, and we're going to pass through it to freedom. And the keystone of that arch, in the old, old arches they used to build, there was a certain stone right up in the top called the keystone. If it was cut right, the other stones leaned against it, and the keystone supported the arch. If it was faulty, it would fall out. The keystone of the arch through which we're going to pass to freedom is a simple little idea. Those of us who have been self-directed all of our lives, we're making a decision to let God be the director. It's just that simple. Let God be the director. Later on, we're going to see some more stones go in place as we build this structure. Step by step by step, we build it step by step by step, we get positive results from it. There's nothing negative about any of these steps.